Welcome, leaders. So excited to have you again. Welcome to month two of Leadership Boot Camp. This is going to be our second month of survival skills, and today's lesson is all about managing email. How do you stay on top of email? Seems like email is just the bane of a lot of our existence. Some of you may have already got this and have a system down. For all of you, blessings. However, there is some research that says 87% of leaders struggle with email and 53% are overwhelmed. So that is why this lesson is here. It has been 50 years since email was invented by Ray Tomlinson for the US Department of Defense. The intended purpose way back then, 50 years ago, was to find a way for computers to be able to send a message from one person to another. Before then, it was computer sending messages to a different computer, computer sending messages to a mailbox that actually needed to be printed out. But this was person-to-person communication. The design was for convenience and for control over the way that we communicate with one another. And honestly, in 50 years, that purpose of email hasn't really changed. It's still about convenience and control. However, there have been so many advances in our technology that has changed dramatically in terms of the role that email plays in our lives. There is a tension between convenience and control on one hand, the promise that was offered to us 50 years ago, and where we are today, where we can get dominated by email, by that convenience, but it's convenient and so convenient. It's here in our pockets. It's here on our desk. There's little pings and dings all over the place. We have such a commitment to being an amazing professional, a commitment to the people that we serve, that email has a tendency to dominate and take over. And that is what we are trying to address, to find a way to maintain the good while getting rid of the bad. Some of the research about how email plays into our lives can really help us design a system that's a little bit better. There's two things that make email so stressful is the volume of emails that come in and staying on top of that so that we don't feel overwhelmed by this constant deluge. And secondly, the terrible quality of the emails that we receive. They're so confusing. They result in this ping-ponging back and forth, this tendency for us to not completely understand what is being asked of us. Are there ways then to take care of those two issues, the volume of emails and the horrible quality of them? The other part that I'd like to add is that the volume of emails and the quality creates habits on us that change the way that we interact. For instance, on average, a worker will check their email 74 times per day. 74. That's crazy. That's so many checks. It's such a dominant part of the way that we do work. The other thing that's really interesting is that 70% of emails are responded to within 6 seconds. You get an email in and you respond 6 seconds later. That's amazing how quickly we try to get our emails cleared. And that's part of the issue with the volume. The volume is so much coming in that we try to get our responses back and back and back. The downside though is that we respond and then it takes us time to recover. Our last formal lesson was about how to stay on task. And in that we were talking about how do you not multitask? How do you stay focused on the work that you're doing? Well, the research says that it takes us over a minute to be able to recover from an email interruption, or honestly, from any kind of inbox interruption. Emails are not the only culprit. There are text messages, Slack channels, Twitter feeds, Facebook feeds, Instagram messages, all of that messaging. All of that incoming information coming into our inboxes are ways that communication has become more convenient for us and that we have control at our fingertips. However, it is very, very interruptive and disruptive to our workflows. So, in order to do that, I would like to offer you a menu. This menu is tips and tricks drawn from some of the most recent and best researchers and thinkers on productivity, email, and I want to offer them to you. Now, it's very clear that trying to do all of this at once is impossible. Don't even. What I want you to do is think of this as a menu, as if you're going into a restaurant. When you go to a restaurant, you're offered this huge menu of different options and choices, and you pick the one that is best for you. Not all of these suggestions are going to be right for every person. Not all of these suggestions are going to fit into your work style, into your role, into the way that email and other communications play into your work and your daily life. So that's why this menu has a whole bunch of different opportunities. And your job is to pick the ones that will make the most difference to changing the patterns of managing a huge volume of emails and improving the quality of them. I have 5 different areas: boundaries, process, work hours, using email better, and working with your team. Those are 5 different areas. For each of the 5, I have 4 different ideas and tips. So 20 different tips altogether. The first and most important one, the first tip, is to turn off notifications, or at least some of your notifications, to very clearly and consistently make sure that you are setting some boundaries over who has access to you and when. All of our computers, all of our smartphones have ways to manage your notifications. It's very easy to get derailed and to respond when you have a ping or a ding or a banner or some little notification that comes up on your computer. I invite you to try to turn some, if not all of them, off. That brings us to our second tip. Our second tip is reduce the number of times you're checking each day. How can you do that? My recommendation is to look for natural breaks in your day and check email right before or right after that. Which brings us to our third tip. Third tip, create real, honest focus blocks with radio silence for all incoming communications. Fourth tip, all around boundaries, is sometimes it's really hard to disengage from email and those pings. Instead, you can use the tools available to you to make email and phone less accessible. On your phones, there is a little menu area, which is do not disturb, how to manage your notifications, how to create focus time, and how to do screen time. Honestly, I treat myself a little bit like a teenager with a bad screen time habit, and I've created several different screen time rules for myself. Another thing you can do on your computer is you can just close your email browser in between times when you're actually using it. Open it up when you need it, close it when you don't. That takes that distraction off of the plate. It's much like setting the phone to the side when you're having a meeting with someone. Second category is process. How do you process through all of your emails so that you can stay on top of it? So the first tip under process is I want you to set aside some time to process your emails. Now that can look in a whole different number of ways, and it's going to vary from person to person and the role that email plays in your life. Tip number 2, how do you process emails? I recommend using the 5 D's. You're familiar with them from using them to process through your to-do list. Those 5 D's are perfect also for knowing what to do with your emails. This is actually very, very parallel to the work of Merlin Mann, who developed a system called Inbox Zero. Now, the first thing about Inbox Zero is that Merlin Mann has very clearly in the last couple of years clarified that Inbox Zero is not trying to process your emails all down to zero all the time and to never have any emails in your inbox. No. The idea is to get your mind out of your email inbox, to have 0% of your time and attention and energy in your emails. Instead, have it in your work. And so processing email is about taking what's coming in and turning it into actions and work that you can do. Next, what if I'm completely buried? What happens if I'm completely overwhelmed by my emails right now? Set aside some time to clean it up. In the same way that I know my garage sometimes gets just overwhelmed with boxes and stored things and coolers that need to be put away and all sorts of things that need to get taken to the Goodwill and whatnot. It gets to be a mess. I know, it happens. I set aside some time one weekend. All right, we're cleaning the garage. Same thing. Set aside some time and clean up your emails. You might have to schedule it quarterly. That happens and that's okay. Schedule some time and take care of it. The last tip under process is you don't have to process every time. It is okay to scan sometimes. But remember, you're trying to reduce the number of times you check each day. So don't scan 74 times and then process once. Instead, try to process more than you scan, if at all possible, so that the scans aren't taking up and interrupting your focus throughout the day. All right, so that's the second category. Process through your emails. Third one, it's kind of easy to remember. Work email only during work hours, if at all possible. It's really stressful to get email at 2 a.m., at 4 a.m. So don't be the person who's stressing other people out. If you can be the one that controls sending emails only during work hours, which means generally processing emails during work hours, that will go a huge long way to reducing the stress in other people. Tip number two, schedule your deliveries if you can't. I know that sometimes I'm off on a different schedule. If I'm over in Europe or if I'm somewhere else, I'm going to be working at different hours than the people here in the US. So scheduling your deliveries, scheduling the time that emails go out to folks can make a really big difference in the way that they receive it. They're receiving it under less stress. They're going to be able to take care of the email and themselves better. What about when you're on vacation? This is tip number three in this category. Vacation responders. Use them a lot. They are actually not just necessary for vacations, but anytime that you're out of town, on a business trip, you have a full day meeting, you're in a training, vacation responders are wonderful to just send a blanket notice out there that you're unavailable for a certain period of time and you'll be back and checking again later. Finally, and I mentioned this before, if you can delete email from your personal phone, that's a huge, huge thing to help you be accountable to only doing work email during work hours. All right, fourth category, use email better. So email, as I said, one of the big stressors is the terrible quality of most emails, that they are not used very well, that they can be really confusing, that there can be a lot of miscommunication, and you can have that ridiculous ping-ponging back and forth where like one email that is CC'd to a ton of people ends up in this huge long burst of 50 emails. It can feel really, really terrible. So you be one person who can use email better and set the standard for other people around you. The most important thing is to create clear, concise, precise, concise emails. Be as clear as possible. Communicate what it is that you want. And one of the things about clarity is asking clearly for what kind of action you want the recipient to take, if any. All right. The other thing about email and all other text communication is that it generally has less room for emotion. And the emotional content of a message is really helpful for a recipient to know how is it that you are being asked or questioned or thanked or invited to a conversation. Is it being delivered with heart and clarity and love? So how can you do that? Emojis are wonderful. Happy faces, exclamation points. See what you can do to kind of give your email a little flavor of the emotional impact behind it so that the person on the receiving end knows what they're receiving and knows how to respond to it. Third tip in this category, use the right tool for the job. That can be really challenging sometimes. Email isn't always the best communication tool. My general rule of thumb is that if it's something that is important and is going to take more than 5 sentences to ask somebody a favor, I should probably pick up the phone and call them. The back and forth that's possible with a phone call or scheduling a quick Zoom meeting is way, way better than a complex exchange of emails back and forth. It takes more time to compose an email than to leave a voicemail message. So, finally, for your own self, how can you use email a little bit better? Having a system which you have 100 different email inboxes and that you very carefully put each email that comes in into them is honestly not always the best use of one's time and mental capacity. Each time that you file an email away, you're using your mind to make a decision. It's drawing a little bit from your energy tank. Would it be better to just archive it into a big box, a big messy box? But fortunately, we have a search tool. Use the search tool, if possible, so that you don't have to spend lots of time archiving away hundreds and hundreds of emails. Finally, last section, team discussion. How can you create a better system around email for your team? The first tip here, think about, are blanket responses and time expectations needed for your organization? One of the things that has been found to be super stressful is a blanket expectation. All emails that come in need to be responded to in 24 hours or 48 hours or by the next working day. Because what has been found to happen is that organizations that have rules like that, the employees end up having a lot of their brains occupied in their emails and feeling like if I'm not clearing my emails within the allotted time, then I'm falling behind and I'm a bad employee. And when they have their time sucked into their email inbox in that way, their brains are not on the other tasks that are important to them. Tip number 2 under teamwork, what is the right tool for your work as a group? There are so many different options for how do you communicate with one another. There can be team inboxes, there can be case trackers, you can use Slack channels or text messages, or face-to-face and paper and pencil. There are so many different ways to try to communicate and figure out what's the right way to communicate and get the right tool for the right job. It's a beautiful time to have a discussion about that. Another idea in this bucket is creating some shared expectations. How can you as a team create shared expectations to reduce confusion and reduce overwhelm? A starting place for that conversation is talking through what are the things that frustrate and annoy people on the team about their emails. It could be how many people are CC'd on things. It could be subject lines are confusing. It could be that too many people are using urgent when it's not really urgent. It could be off-hours emails. Whatever it might be, I want you and your team to sit down and think about how can we reduce confusion and how can we reduce volume together as a team, or sort through whatever it is that is troubling, annoying, and hard about it. Finally, the last idea would be to create team focus hours, team times when you can have radio silence for the entire group. I know of one organization that I work with who on Tuesday and Thursday mornings, all morning up until noon, is radio silence time. Nobody is expected to check email or to check the kind of typical messages. And if something is super urgent and truly urgent, that they will call or that they will drop by face to face. All right, those are all 20 of the tips. Where I would love to have you contribute to the discussion is from all of those different menu items. Again, which ones have you tried? How did it go? And what will you do to continue on to that progress? Will you choose something new? Or will you take one of the ones you've already tried and make it even better? The experiment, obviously, is to try it. Try something. Try a new thing from the menu, or take one of the things you've already tried and make it even better. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to use that discussion forum to ask, hey, have you seen whether or not this has worked? Ask it of me, ask it of the other people in the course. I'm sure that there are many others who have experimented with ways to make email more manageable and ways to work with their teams to do so. All right, that is all. Thank you so much for joining me, fabulous leaders. See you next week.